Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
The Don S. McClure Show. And I'm your host, Don S. McClure, the one and only. And our subtitle for tonight, Young Women on the Moon. Oh, man. And we've got an exciting lineup. We've got words from Vice President Kamala Harris. Bring wisdom and courage. And I picked up a small interview of Nakara Campbell Wallace. It was on the Morning Joe program in 2023, a couple of weeks ago. Actually, maybe about a week ago. She begins the important work at a nonprofit group called Rolling Sea Action Fund. And she's a dynamic young lady. So we're going to play a little bit of the interview, give you an idea of these young women who are out there turning it up. I mean, really doing great things and making our people better and demanding pride and honor for who we are. So we got a great show for you. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376 or go to my website, dsmpublications.net or the dsmtv.net. Either way, you got three ways. So get on it. Let's start the show like the mole that we are. We're going to start a little Jimmy Mac. When Are You Coming Back? And it's by Sheena Easton, originally by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. And yeah, we got some more by them too. So let's crank it up. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Street. They're one of our featured artists for tonight. The Donis McClure Show, Young Women on the Moon, with words from Vice President Kamala Harris. And man, one day she's going to be president. I kid you not, I'm putting it out there. She deserves to be president. man, does this sound good? We on a roll. Dancing in the street. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. And they used to cut up. We got a couple of more tracks by them. They're our featured artists for tonight. But I'm going to jump to one of my main girls. Donna. Hot Summer. Heaven Knows. I like this track. So I'm going to play this while I go get some more water. And at 7:30, we're going to tune in to hear Vice President Kamala Harris. So let's go, Don. Let's go.
We'll be right back.
Wasn't that a hot one? That was the girl. Heaven knows. Hey, I'm going to jump to this little track that I like by Kennebaugh Beach. It's called Beach. And it's by Tom Braxton.
Thank you.
Interview. It's going to be nice. It's going to be exciting. So we're going to play my little Don S. McClure intro. And then we're going to go into talking about the new ad program and some words from Vice President Kamala Harris.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I love writing a fun love story. You meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And speaking of our children, extremists pass book bans to prevent them from learning our true history. Book bans in this year of our Lord 2023. And while they do this, check it out. They push forward revisionist history. Just yesterday in the state of Florida, they decided middle school students will be taught that enslaved people benefited from slavery. They insult us in an attempt to gaslight us, and we will not stand for it.
I am too. But what if I told you being tired was a good thing when you're a sleeping giant and needing a moment to breathe is necessary when you breathe life into this country? What if I told you there was a win just on the other side of tomorrow? Would you give up then? What if I told you you are the heartbeat of this country, always have been, always will be, the most powerful thing it never created? What would you do? How would you feel? Would you feel how much you are loved? Would you feel how much you are feared? Or would you realize you've faced more than this already, and you've won every time?
That's a snippet of an ad by the newly launched hybrid PAC, Rolling Sea Action Fund. The PAC supports the Congressional Black Caucus. Its goal is to mobilize black voters ahead of the 2024 election in an effort to flip the House back to a Democratic majority. Joining us now, Rolling Sea Action Fund Executive Director Nikera Campbell Wallace. She's the former political director for the Congressional Black Caucus PAC, and it's good to have you. We saw the ad. Talk more, if you could, about what the strategy is to make that a reality.
Well, thank you so much for having me here today. And so Rolling Sea Action Fund is my love letter to black voters. It is really making sure that we understand that black voters are the cornerstone of the Democratic Party, but also champions of American democracy. And when black voters turn out, you know, democracy wins. And so for everyone who's watching us back home, please check us out on rollingsea.org.
So, Nikera, that's a you know, that's a great ad, and then it's very moving and inspirational. It's sort of different for political ads. It's
yes.
Taking it time to take a different approach. There's a lot of Democrats that are concerned about drop-off in support for Biden among black voters, drop-off in support for Republicans generally, numbers for Trump and, inching up in the African-American community. Talk about what you think that's, you know, why that's happening and what you all are going to try to do to combat that in 24.
For sure. You know, black voters, when you talk to them frequently, often, and early, they turn out in droves. We turn out 80 to 90%
black women. Black women are the best voters in America, right? Voters in America.
Yes.
Either party. Yeah.
Yes. And so we're going to make sure that we're talking to them early, frequently, with this always-on engagement strategy, targeting districts that have about 8% or more black voting age population, because we know that When black America wins, America wins.
Nikera, is there any geographical focus to this effort? Are you focusing on the big metros, Philadelphia, Atlanta? Where's the focus?
Where black people are, we're talking to them. So that means rural voters, that means urban voters. We know that black people are not a monolith, and so I'm a product of that. My family's from Texas. My mom's from Baltimore. You know, my family's from everywhere. So we're going to make sure we're talking to black people in the Midwest, the South, the North, everywhere.
Nikara, good morning. It's great to have you on the show. I'm curious. I know just like every other voter in the country, it's the economy for black voters and how that's going. And things do seem to be getting better. Inflation, we got a good number last week for the country that's down. But what else beyond the economy do you feel like black voters are focused on as they head into the voting booth next year?
I think that we're focused on voting rights. We're focused on this extreme Supreme Court that has now attacked affirmative action. They have attacked everything about us. And so now we know we have to fight like hell to make sure that we protect American democracy.
All right. Rolling C Action Fund Executive Director Nikara Campbell-Wallace, thank you very much for being on this morning. We'll be following every step of the way.
And that was a snippet of the Morning Joe show that actually had Nikara Campbell-Wallace. And I'm going to put the link out there to the Rolling Sea Action Fund. So you can take a look at the website, see all the things she's done, things that people have put together. It's important for us to continue to vote. All right, I got some more great music for you. And we're going to also play that again at the end of the show. It's short, so it doesn't take up much time. But I want you to listen to it. And right now, it is hot as holy moly out there. So we're going to play Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. And we're going to follow it up with Linda Ronstadt doing Heat Wave.
When will we see you? So many. This is a tune from a new album by Mr. Michael McDonald. A great new album. It's called If That's What It Takes. And this is a tune that you've probably been hearing on the radio a lot lately. This is Michael's first release from a single release from his new album. It's called I Keep Forgetting. 1, 2, 1, 2. Michael McDonald, Keep Forgetting.
Tiny.
Love you, girl. You're my weakness. You change my world. Share my life. Trust in me. You're all I want. Everything I need. Ooh, baby. Makes any difference. I give you all my heart. Girl, my sunset. Anywhere you are, maybe I'm a dreamer. You're still my queen. Your love's like a river, girl. It's running right through. Hey girl, you can trust in me.
Trust,
baby.
In me, girl.
You're all I want. Hey girl, you're everything I need. Hey babe,
you're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song. 'Cause I need you in my world.
Share my life, baby.
Share.
Hey, girl. You can trust.
Will reveal,
yeah.
One, to see, then you're the only one for me. And four, repeat steps 1 through 3. I make you fall in love with me. If ever I believe my work is done, then I'll start back at one. Yeah, yeah. Themselves out, and all emotional once you know what it's all about. Hey, and undesirable for us to be apart, never would have made it very far. 'Cause you know you're like a dream come true.
pensando. Rompiendo el bajo. Men down.
Sugar. book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
How about that? I'm back. Let's close this one out. So, I think we're pretty good. SV has opened the door. Hello? Yep. I'm back. Oh, man. You know, we had a power outage. Ain't that nothing? Oh, man. That's deep. All right, we got some more great music for you. 34 more minutes to go, and here we go with Medicine, Anything for You.
To honor you, and And when I open my eyes, there's joy each day. What a blessing, I'm waking up next to you. Your kisses are a sweet surprise, just can't believe you're in my life. The impossible is possible because of you. I will love you past forever. I'll do anything for you.
I will do anything for you.
Heart and soul, I'll do anything for you.
You are my eyes.
My eyes.
One thing, just you.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do anything
for you.
Time. Don't want to waste no more time on broken pieces. It takes right the wrongs of my mistakes. You give me air, you give me reason to keep on fighting for love like ours is worth it. I'll do anything for you.
I will do anything for you.
Whatever, I'll do anything for you.
Anything, anything for you.
Never know.
And speaking of our children, extremists pass book bans to prevent them from learning our true history. Book bans in this year of our Lord 2023. And while they do this, check it out. They push forward revisionist history. Just yesterday in the state of Florida, they decided middle school students will be taught that enslaved people benefited from slavery. They insult us in an attempt to gaslight us, and we will not stand for it.
I am too. But what if I told you being tired was a good thing when you're a sleeping giant? And needing a moment to breathe is necessary when you breathe life into this country. What if I told you there was a win just on the other side of tomorrow? Would you give up then? What if I told you you are the heartbeat of this country? Always have been, always will be, the most powerful thing it never created. What would you do? How would you feel? Would you feel how much you are loved? Would you feel how much you are feared? Or would you realize you faced more than this already? And you've won every time.
That's a snippet of an ad by the newly launched hybrid PAC, Rolling Sea Action Fund. The PAC supports the Congressional Black Caucus. Its goal is to mobilize black voters ahead of the 2024 election in an effort to flip the House back to a Democratic majority. Joining us now, Rolling Sea Action Fund Executive Director Nikara Campbell-Wallace. She's the former political director for the Congressional Black Caucus PAC, and it's good to have you. We saw the ad. Talk more, if you could, about what the strategy is to make that a reality.
Well, thank you so much for having me here today. And so Rolling Sea Action Fund is my love letter to black voters. It is really making sure that we understand that black voters are the cornerstone of the Democratic Party, but also champions of American democracy. And when black voters turn out, you know, democracy wins. And so for everyone who's watching us back home, please check us out on rollingsea.org.
So, Nikara, that's a great ad, and then it's very moving and inspirational. It's sort of different for political ads. It's
yes.
Taking it time to take a different approach. There's a lot of Democrats that are concerned about drop-off in support for Biden among black voters, drop-off in support for Republicans generally, numbers for Trump and inching up in the African-American community. Talk about what you think that's, why that's happening and what you all are going to try to do to combat that in 24.
For sure. You know, black voters, when you talk to them frequently, often, and early, they turn out in droves. We turn out 80 to 90%
black women.
Black
women are the best voters in America, right? Most consistent voters in America.
Yes.
Either party. Yeah.
Yes. And so we're going to make sure that we're talking to them early, frequently, with this always-on engagement strategy, targeting districts that have about 8% or more black voting age population, because we know that When black America wins, America wins.
Nikara, is there any geographical focus to this effort? Are you focusing on the big metros, Philadelphia, Atlanta? Where's the focus?
Where black people are, we're talking to them. So that means rural voters, that means urban voters. We know that black people are not a monolith, and so I'm a product of that. My family's from Texas. My mom's from Baltimore. You know, my family's from everywhere. So we're going to make sure we're talking to black people in the Midwest, the South, the North, everywhere.
Nikara, good morning. It's great to have you on the show. I'm curious. I know just like every other voter in the country, it's the economy for black voters and how that's going. And things do seem to be getting better. Inflation, we got a good number last week for the country that's down. But what else beyond the economy do you feel like black voters are focused on as they head into the voting booth next year?
I think that we're focused on voting rights. We're focused on this extreme Supreme Court that has now attacked affirmative action. They have attacked everything about us. And so now we know we have to fight like hell to make sure that we protect American democracy.
All right. Rolling Sea Action Fund Executive Director Nikara Campbell-Wallace, thank you very much for being on this morning. We'll be following every step of the way.
Oh, man. Jimmy, man. Man, you better go on back. Hey, I got to get ready to get out of here. I got 2 minutes and 18 seconds. And I got to get ready to rumble. I got some stuff going on. I hope you had a chance to listen to our Vice President, Kamala Harris, giving words of wisdom. And Nakara Campbell-Wallace, they got a new ad for the Black Caucus. All right, D. Monet, take us on out of here. Ooh, baby.